So to start writing on here, do you have to start by pressing anything on this page?
No, you start.
Whoa, I felt a buzz.
Me too.
Yep,
That's
yep.
cool.
Okay, that's good. You're free to start.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to our kickoff meeting for our new product that we're going to be designing. I'm Mandy, and I'm the project manager. And I know all your names again. Courtney.
Yep.
Vanilla. And Amber.
Yep.
All right. Okay. So first, let's go through this PowerPoint. I wonder what button I press.
Just do it on if you arrow.
Yeah, or how about I just click? Okay, here's our agenda for this meeting. We're going to start with our opening, which was our introductions. We're going to get to know each other a little bit better. Tool training. We're going to, I guess, figure out what to do on this project with our individual roles. We're going to make a project plan and then have some time for discussion and close up the meeting. Okay. Here's our project. We're going to make a new remote control that's original, trendy, and also user-friendly. And how we're going to do it is each of us is going to, we're going to have discuss the functional design first. How is it going to be used? What's the actual goal here? It has to operate the TV, blah, blah, blah. And we're going to do individual work on that and then meet. Same thing with conceptual design, just the basic overview of the project. And then we're going to do individual work, meet. That's pretty much the whole process for today. And then the detailed design, just more in depth, get the actual schematics of the remote. Okay. All right. First, we're going to start off by using our tools. And the whiteboard thing, do you guys want to give that a try even though the ink wasn't working, or do you want to do it on here?
I think we should forego the whiteboard since we can't actually see what we're writing.
Yeah. We can do it on here.
All right, let's go. Right now, so we're all going to draw our favorite animal and then sum up our favorite characteristics of that animal. Even if you're not a good drawer like me.
All right. Artistic skills, no.
Bless you.
Oh, thanks.
I draw like I'm in grade 5.
Do I?
Okay, about one more minute. Okay. Okay, and who would like to start us off?
I'll go. This is my picture. I do fish. I like fish because, you know, their whole water vascular system thing, it's pretty cool. And they've got a pretty good habitat, and they're pretty sometimes. Sometimes fishes, but that's okay.
Yeah. Only if they're piranhas.
Yeah, they're easy, you know. Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go next?
I'll go. I drew a kitty. Pretty much impossible to tell that's a cat.
No,
I love
no,
cats.
It looks like a cat.
Yeah, it does look like a cat.
I love cats because they're independent. They pretty much know what they want, they get it, they move on.
I love cats too. I'm a cat person.
I'm allergic to cats.
I'm allergic to cats too.
Oh, okay.
If you're around one, I had a roommate who was allergic, but if she was around my cat forever, she became used to it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, if you're around for a long period of time.
I still can't sleep with them in their room.
Oh, yeah, this summer I live with cats. It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
I drew a badger.
Cool.
Badger.
Yeah.
Good choice. Why badger?
I don't know. They're grumpy and nocturnal. And are you going to suggest something?
Well, a little bit like me, yes. And then she knew Wind in the Willows, badger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you know Brian Jacques. He's a Liverpoolian writer.
Oh, right.
Salomon Dastron and like Red Wool, that kind of books. Badgers are cool in that one too.
Okay. And I'm last. Okay, look at my sad
no,
giraffe.
No, that's good.
No, it ends up looking like some kind of a dinosaur, but whatever. I don't know even much about giraffes, but I just love the way they look. They're just such odd creatures, you know? I like that they're so unique and individual. I don't know much about their behavior or anything, though. I've seen a couple
of
them.
You don't really have to.
Yeah,
you
appreciate
like
the way they look. Okay. All right. I guess we're getting straight back into business here. The selling price for our remote is going to be 25 euro. And our profit aim is 50 million euro. We're going to make this an international product marketed in the States, in Europe, and Asia. And our production cost to make that profit is going to be a max of 1250 euro per remote. Okay. So we're going to talk for a little while. Here are some topics that we might be able to discuss our experiences with remote controls, our first ideas about this new remote, anything that you can bring to the table for this project.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to start us off? Anybody have anything to offer?
Well, we want to make a multifunctional remote, right?
Right.
One remote for everything.
And right. Everything being, what we have, what sound system, TV, DVD. VHS, TiVo?
Yeah, TiVo.
TiVo.
But it's still there, so
okay.
If we're going to do it.
It needs to be compatible, because universal remote controls are never universal.
They're never universal. That's right. It's especially if you buy a not big product DVD player, say. Usually it doesn't work.
If it's not like a Sony, if it's like
yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to figure out how to cover all the different variances in signals.
Well, you need an insanely good instruction booklet because you always have to reconfigure all your contraptions to go with the remote anyways.
Okay, and another thing that I think is important is the design of the product, how it feels in your hand. If it's just flat and kind of boring, nobody wants to buy those anymore. They want the ergonomic ones.
They want like the flashy lights. They're like, this came from Las Vegas.
Ones that look high tech too,
but at the same time are simple.
Right. Yeah.
So that what about like something with the curvature, like that matches the curvature of a hand?
Yeah. Anybody have any experiences with remote controls that they can remember that?
Just bad ones.
Yeah, that's true.
What kind of battery would we want to use? Because battery changing is
double A.
Okay.
Do some of them use triple A's though?
Yeah, some use triple A's. Some, but double or triple.
Yeah, I guess then it's if we need to do triple A, we can. But most people usually have double A's around.
Okay. Yeah. But that has to do with the size of it too.
Right.
Yeah. Well, as long as we know that issue is.
Yeah, if we want it to be more thin, then we'd probably want to go with a triple A.
You can go with a small lithium battery.
It's okay. We don't have to decide about it now, just as long as we remember battery type and size is important. Hey, anything else? All right, moving on. Oh, we're closing the meeting. Next meeting is going to start in 30 minutes. Here's what we're going to do. The ID, which is who? Okay. You're going to think about the working design. Okay, and UID. the technical functions design, making sure it does everything that we need the remote to do, the functionality of it, operating all those different things. Okay, and the marketing person, Courtney, is going to do the user requirements specification. I guess that means specifying what exactly the user is going to be looking for, right?
Right.
I would think so. Okay. And you're going to get more specific instructions emailed to you in just a little while. Okay? So does anybody have anything they want to say before we close the meeting? Okay. This meeting is officially over.